And after Zayin Amid Beis, let us just start from the memory of Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rabimi, Machzeles Arbo Umashu, Materes Besuke Mishum Doichen. You have a Machzeles, you have a Suke that's Yud Fochim, and you weave a Machzeles in the middle of the Mokim Adoifin, Abo Mashu, Materes Pesukim Mishim Doifin, Heichi Ovid, Tolilei Beemza. He puts this Abo Mashu in the middle of the Goiva of the Suke, Poches Mishloi Sholamato, Zisei Lovut, Upoches Mishloi Sholamailo, Kopoches Mishloi Shekelovodomi. Fact the Gemara Pshite, so what's the Chiddush? So you have here three mechitzes, which are kosher mechitzes, because you say lovud, beim lamayla, beim lamata, and you have a mechitza asor. So the Gemara says, ma'u de teimer chad lovud amrinam, trei lovud loy amrinam, kamash malon, that you say two lovuds. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a kash, we learned in Abaraisa, Machzeles Shiva Umashu Materes Pesuke Mishim Doif. Dafka Machzeles Shiva Umashu. Vaistois, you don't say love two times. Dafka Machzeles Shiva Umashu, you only have to say love it once. Kisanye Ahi Besuke Gedoilo. So the Gemara says that is speaking about that a suke that is more than 10 tvachim. Umayko Mashmalon. So what is the chiddush? Why does he chap on? What is the chiddush by Yasuke Gedoyla? Versteitzach, by Yasuke Gedoyla, if you don't have, if it's a tall sukkah, so you can't say lovud into the schach, into the karke. Versteitzach, you need shiva mashu. But what is the chiddush? Umayka mashmalon, the mishal shalin, the fonais, milamaila, lamato. That is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you can start the schach toich gimel from the top, and you have already 10 tfachim, and then it doesn't matter that there's avir from the end of the mechitza till the ground. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi that a mechitza tluya is mata. Let us see Rashi. Machzela Shiva Mashu, Alma Chadlovodamrinan, Besuloi, that's we need Shiva Mashu. So Mo says, no, speaking about Besuke Gedoyla, Agvoya Harbe, Shen Yochelaima Bosh Neilavudim. Hilkach Boi Machzela Shiva Mashu, Mamida Bepochas Mishloisha Samach Lascha, Davalei Machitza Asore, Besuloi Ich Beslon, Imkluyehi, then it doesn't matter if it's Tluya or not. Kamash Malon, the Mishal Shalim Milamaila Lamato Kirabyesi. Let us see Taisvis, Kisanya hi Besuke Gedoilo, Bigavoya Harbe, Shen Yochaloi Mishne Lavudim, Hilkach Boy Machzela Shiva Mashu. Now Taisvis brings down a girse umamida bepochais Mishloisha Samuch Lekarke. You put it somach l'shloisha, somach l'shloisha, somach l'karke, kach perish bekunteris. We don't have this in Arashi. Arashi says that you put it somach l'schach. But they say the girse somach l'karke. Abba b'cholas vom gersinen maika mashmalom, the mishal shetfon is melamal l'mata krabyesi. Pikatsach l'forish, the memida l'mayla b'pochas m'shloisha, somach l'schach. Afilo gavoya harbe min haoretz kshere kerabiyaisim demas nisen damam bachitza tluya materes. Zakti gemara weiter. Oma rabbi ami pas arbo umashu mater besuke mishem doifen. You can use a pas, which is, the reichiv is arbo mashu, but here we're speaking about the goive is a sorat fochim. And you could use this as a doifen. ומוקים לי בפוחס משלושה טפוחים סמך לדויפן. And you put this פוחס משלושה סמך לדויפן, או פוחס משלושה סמך לדויפן כלו ודומי. So with this pass, the ballad umashu, that's gavoya yud, you can make a machitza of seven tvachim by putting it teich gimel to the other machitza. Mai kamashlo, kamashlo shir meshech suke ktano shiva. That's the minimum shir. Now let us see Rashi. Pas dalad umashu mata besuke im gavoya yud rechove dalad umashu. Umukila bepoches migimel somach ledoifen. Hasheini bimiktsoya. So Rashi seems to be saying that you had already two tfanas already kamin gam, and he put this somach. He put this in the corner. Samuch teich gimel to the second wall. So that means he's making a daifen ashlishi of seven tvachim with lavud. V'chi amrin en lavud ike daifen shiva ze meshech suke ktano k'dei roishe v'rubay. So the way Rashi is learning that it's speaking about that there are already two walls, and this is the third wall, is kan shayel aben. For a mechitza shlishis, you don't need a pas dalet. For mechitza shlishis, it's sufficient. You'll split the tefach, or you'll make a tzuras a pesach with a tefach. But al kaponu, you don't need a pas dalet for the daifin shlishi. So we learned Tavzayin. We had mentioned that the Eitzer brings down such a mahalach. The Ritva asks on Rashi, and Yisraelik on Rashi. But the Oitzah wants to say a teretz as follows, that Shitas Rashi and Avzayna Mad Alev is that on the Ruach Shlishis, that a Tzuras HaPesach helps with a Tefach, but the Tzuras HaPesach has to be the whole Oirech HaSukkah, not Zayin Tvachim. Shitas Rashi is that the Mokhav is done from Rashi, there has to be the whole Oirech HaSukkah. So that means, if you have, let's say, one wall of the sukkah is 10 amas long, so memele, so you need a tzuras haPesach also 10 amas long. It has to be mechuvim keneged the opposite doifen. But here Rashi is saying a yesod that if you have a doifen zayin on the ruach shlishis, then you don't need anything further. You don't need a tzuras haPesach, and the whole area is kosher. So memele, so that is what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us that so memele, so it's not shver de kasha. It's not shver de kasha. I mean, you don't need on the different shlishis pas dalet. It's sufficient if you have a tefach. But if you have a tefach, then you'll need al kaponim atzuras haPesach on the whole ruach kineged the daifin on the other side. But if you have with love with a daifin zayin, so then, you won't need anything else on the Ruach Shlishis. That is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvas. Pas Arba, so Taisvas says, Bahai Dimeumed, you're standing it up, Shayach Loshen Pas. That means if you have a wall that is 10 Tvachim tall, and it is, okay, it's wide, so this is called a Pas. The previous seer that the width was connected the goiva of the daifin, shaykh loshin machatzelis. That's called the machatzelis. Bepachais mishloishe samuch ledaifin. So here it says you can make a daifin zayin with a pas dalet and love. So Taisvah says, and the Taisvah is chaylik on Rashi, mitzvah suke b'shtei defanis, deshita dekulu amayroi del'el bepirken kerabonon da omri shtayim keruchosan, haynu kemin gam, ve'im ha'achas min ha'defanis shleimais, Unesuna Mizrachi. So here we're not speaking about the third wall, we're speaking about the second wall. Imaachas minatvana ishleimais unesuna mizrachis. Muki lo lahai pas abo mashu litzad dorem oy litzad sofen. Bepochis mishloisha ledoifem mizrachis. Venechshav kisosum. Yesh kam shtei defanois shleimois. So Tosis learns pshat. That's the fam for the Ritzvah's kasha, that we're not speaking about the third wall. The third wall does not need a pas dalad and lavud. The third wall is its vision tatefa. So therefore, Taisa says we're speaking about the second wall. At the second wall, you can make a second wall of Zion with a pas dalad and lavud. Vitema. So Taisa says sakasha, lama li pas arbo. Why do you need a pas arbo to make a wall of Zion? Yase pas shnei tfochim, yamidenu somach ledoifen, viyarchik shloishe tfochim poches mashu, viyamid pas echot shal shnei tfochim o mashu. You don't need a large piece of lumber that's four tfochim wide. You can accomplish the same thing with two pieces of lumber. Each one is two tfachim, one is two tfachim and a mashu. You'll have lavud in between, and that'll also be good. So why do you say you need a, it's the same thing. You have two pasim, each one two tfachim, and lavud in between. I'll say, that's not a kasha. Yeah, he says balad two, I didn't do it two. No, so Tosha says, no, this is, if he says passed out, it means passed out, and there's a kasha if it could have been differently. The chavosei porich perekamada irid, the omar of Yehuda, mavoi shehu rochov tesvov amma. If you have a mavoi that is 15 amas wide. So memela the aloha is that's no good. A mavoi, the opening has to be 10 amas. Then it gets a teres pesach. More than 10 amas is a teres pilz. So you have to be soisim a chelik of the mavoi. So what do you do? Marchik shtei amis, so you marchik two amis, ube oise pas gimel amis, and then you make a pass of gimel amis, so memela on that side you have oimed meruba la poritz, so we consider that side is snistam, so now you have a pesach of 10 amis. Uporich, so on that, as you said, you make a pass of gimel amis, so the porich va mai, I need a pass of Gimel Amis. Yase pas amo umachze. V'yachik shtei amos. V'yase pas amo machze. Why do you need three? One and a half and one half will also be good. So al kaponim, you see from the Gemara in Erevin that if a person says, hey, did you need a larger pass? That's bedavke. And there the Gemara take es sakasha. You don't need such a large pass. You can make it with one and a half and one and a half and two. So Mamela Sotais asks the same thing. So why do you need a pass dalad? You can make it with two and two and love it. Vilakalishnu yehochik the mishani hosom. You can't say the same teretz here. That the Gemara says over there, da'osi avira da'igisa da'igisa mevatalei. There the Gemara says, if you'll have a pass one and a half and avir two amis, and then a pass one and a half, so this pass one and a half will become bottle, because osi avira daigisa daigisa mevatalim. That means on one side you have yud amas, on the other side you have two amas. And both of these sides are larger than the pass alone. So memele, osi, you say osi avira daigisa daigisa mevatalim. So memele, you'll say the same thing over here. The Hoche, Taisa says over here, Kalapochis mi gimel kalovadomi. Here you can't say such a thing. If you'll have, you want to make a doif in Zion, so since it's poches mi gimel, it's kalovadomi. So b'chlal there's no problem. Avalei kisosam. That filo osa kol, the fane yisasuke, kone bepoches mi gimel kshere, kedisan yilel. Doifen sukkah ke doifen Shabbos. Obavash leibin kon l'chaveiro gemol tfochim. So memele, so here you can't say osa vira dahagise, since there's lovad over here, so it's kisosam. אין שייך לך לכלל בין סוכי של גימל תפונס לסוכי של ארבום. This says that there's no legitimate reason to differentiate and say that the dafke by a sukke shal dalet tfanes, you don't say osa vira daigisa. A sukke shal gimel tfanes, you will say osa vira daigisa. What's the difference? So memele, you don't say osa vira by love, you don't say osa vira daigisa. Boit kasha tvei, and really it's a stronger kasha, not the kasha is only you can get away with two pasim of two amet, of two tvochim. Bishnei pasim shesh b'chol echad chatzi tefach ha'mashu sagi. You can get away even with less than that. The muki chad b'poches migimol samach ledoichem. You'll take one pas, which is a half a tefach, make a poches migimol samach ledoichem. B'idach muki b'poches migimol samach l'rishim. So memele, so you'll have over here with two pasim of a half a tefach, you can also make a doifen of zayin tvach. Yeshleime mishum damrinim b'soyf pekamed ha'erevin, t'chol mechitze she'eino shal shesi v'orev eino mechitze. A mechitze that is only shesi, there's not both, it's not shesi v'orev eino mechitze. ואם היו שני פסם שהם בכל אחד ארבו, הבי לי כמחיצה של שס. So what does this mean? So that means, ארבו is a sheer mocker. ארבו תפוחים. So if you have דלת תפוחים, that's מוקב. So there you have a מחיצה of שסי ועירב. That means you have this whole area is מוקב. And that's a sheer חושב. דלת תפוחים is a sheer חושב. But if you only have pasim of two tvachim, pasim of a half a tefach, so memele, so that's only called a mechitza shel shesi. The mechitza shel shesi is a mechitza gruetz, ain't a mechitza tzetz. That's what Taisva says. Is vekan shayla ben, the Masho shteltzich, and the Magen Avraham shteltzich, a very nice teretz, Taisva brings a gemara in Erevin, kol mechitza shel shesi, ain't a mechitza, but Taisva just brought down a gemara before, Doifen Sukki ke Doifen Shabbos, the Bovad Shalei Ben Konu L'Chaveri Gimel Tvachim, and Mechitza Shel Shesi helps by Sukki. That's the day before, that if you have Kanim, and Lovot. So what is Pshat? So the Magen Avraham says, now Taisvis is Chayza. Before, when Taisvis did not know this Svar of Mechitza Shel Shesi is not called a Mechitza, Taisvus is only working with a cheshbin that you say osavira dagisa, vahagisa mevatalay, and Taisvus proved by love that you don't say it, and love it is good. Then there's no, then you can't say this. Four, they're speaking about four sides in here, three sides. In this it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If either you say osavira, you don't say osavira. Four sides or three sides is no good. Now Taisvus was machadish, a mechitza shel shesi is a mechitza grua. Not a good mechitza. So memeila, so now Taisvus is telling us that even though the Gemara does say before in the Avzayim, Doifen Sukki ke Doifen Shabbos, that a mechitza shel shesi is good. So then it is only good if al-kaponim the Sukki is completely enclosed with by four ruches. Then even though mitzad echad it's a mechitza shel shesi, it's a mechitza grua, but mitzad achas, since the whole area is enclosed, so memeila it's a kosher Sukki. Masha Enkein, here we are speaking about that you don't have Dalit. Here we were speaking about we don't have Dalit Tfanis. We're just making a Daifan Shaini with Lovod, and the Daifan Shlishi will be a Tefach. So since we're not making Dalit Tfanis, so here the Halacha is, so on the second Daifan, you only have two Tfanis Shlemis. So the second Daifan cannot be a Daifan Shel Shesi. That is how the Magen Avraham says Pshat and Taisvis. Zog de Mishne weiter. Hilchik es ha-sichuch min ha-tfanois schloisha tvochim psulo. If a person was marchik the sichuch min ha-tfanois, that means we're speaking about that the doifen is magia l'schach, but the schach does not start next to the doifen. Tvi tvochim later in des Chachstars. Des Psula, so das Apostel des Sukke. Hirchik asichot, what Rashi says, Hirchik asichot menat fanes, lav begover koma, he's not speaking about that the sichot is higher than the doifen, because that we heard in Dafta Zayin Amid Aleph, that if you have a mechitza ten tvachim, so it's good, even though the schach is much higher. Either the Ritva says it's good asik, balka, or maybe other sales chavoyt romi, it helps, but it's good. And here it says it's no good. So Taisus Rashi says lav begova koma, not that the schach is higher than the doifen. Elo b'mishcha, speaking about that in the length, that means the doifen is here, and the schach starts 3 tvachim later. So the schach is muvdul from the doifen 3 tvachim. Psula, the aver peisel b'shloishe afilu minatzat. So mikan, so now Rashi says, from this Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, if there are 3 tvachim, if the schach starts 3 tvachim away, it's apostle suke umikan ani oimer umaporish. Hodom rinen shebeschach apostle minetzadom rinen doifenakume. That's what we're going to have now. In this suke we had before in Davdalit, that by schach apostle you say doifenakume lahach sherad arba amis. Hainu dechashvinon leschach ke ilu min hadoifen. The lomdus is we consider that the schach is part of the doifen, v'nekam v'nichfaf l'maylo, and it bent in, that means it makes a right angle, and we say that the schach is a continuation of the doifen, it just bends in, the schach is going horizontally. U'ba'aviro, so therefore, if that is the lomdus, if that is the lomdus of doifen akume, the lomdus of doifen akume is that we consider that the schach, that the doifen that was going vertically bends and starts going now horizontally. So ubaaviro lekalameima hochi. So therefore, if the schach starts 3 tvachim away and there's a hefsek of aver in between, so therefore you can't say doifen akume. How can you say the doifen is bending? There's aver over here. The doifen ended, and the schach is going to start further. So therefore, you can't say doifen akum. That's how Rashi understood the Mishnah. But the eini meforish royin es hadoifen ki ilu hu akum vahilech tachas haschach posel umagia leschach kosher. Here, Umaitis Apostle Minasukya. That means, there was another Pshat in Rishainim. The Perish Chai brings, I think 43, 44, he brings down the picture. There was another Pshat in Doifen Akume. That Doifen Akume means, if the Schach Apostle is starting over here, so the Gedder of Doifen Akume, the Schach Kosher is starting over here, the Gedder of Doifen Akume is we consider Ke'ilu, the wall is on a slant, and the wall slants over till the schach kosher. That is pshat doifen akume. So Rashi says, if that, and it seems other Rishonim learned that that's pshat doifen akume. Droyin es ha-doifen kilu hu okum v'hoylech tachas schach posel. It's slanty and it goes, not that it makes a right angle and bends. No, it's on a slant and goes underneath the schach posel. So Rashi says, if that would be the case, then came gan gabi avi nami name ochi. So why does the Mishnah say, if the schach starts 3 tvachim away from the doifen, it is possible. Why didn't you say doifen akum over here? So therefore Rashi was machiach that the gedder of doifen akum is that we say that the schach becomes a chelik of the doifen, and we considered kilu the doifen bent over and made a right angle. And so we consider the schach over the sukkah is a continuation of the vertical doifen. Now the doifen is going horizontally. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Bayis shenifchas. You had a house, and now he made, in the middle of the house, he made a hole in the roof. And he puts schach over this pras, So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh min ha-koysel l'sichuch arba amos." If there's four amos from the koysel to the sichuch, that means that means you just made a hole in the middle. So on the sides of the house, you still have the boards of the house. Im yesh min ha-koysel l'sichuch arba amos psula. It's from the koysel to the sichuch is dalad amos. So we have a klal that the halacha of Doifin Akuma was only said till Dalad Amos, but Dalad Amos you don't say Doifin Akuma anymore. That's case number one. Let us see Rashi. Bayish and Nifchas v'sichach al gabo, gagoy Nifchas be'emtzoy. The roof was Nifchas, that means that they opened it up in the middle. Rochek minatvanos lecholtzat, and this opening is far away from the tvanos. You only open up the middle of the roof. V'sichech alapchas beemtzoi. It was mesachech on this open area. V'nimtzo tikras habayis. The roof of the bayis he psula mishemtasa v'loy mina osi. Mafsekes bein tvanos leschach kosher. So you have doifen, then you have tikra, then you have schach. Is im yesh minasichach hakosha ulekoisel daladamis. If there's daladamis from the sichach hakosha ulekoisel posel, the ba'al ba'amis loinem ulemoishem isinai doifen akume. By daladamis you don't say doifen akume. Avol bepochais, but if there is less, then daladam is ksheira, aloha lamaisha misinai royin tikras abayis keilu hi adoifen sheneka. We consider that the roof, that is a chelik of the doifen. Now the doifen just bent in. The einkan lamaila. The einkan schach posel livsalasuke, and there's no schach posel. This is doifen. The sukya starts later when after the So when we reach the schach kosher, when we reach the pras, that's when the sukkah starts. But v'lo yishan tachazeh, you shouldn't sleep underneath this chelik. This chelik is doifen, so you can't sleep under doifen. That is the first case of the Mishneh, bayish and nitchas v'sichach al gabo. V'chein, case number two, chotzer shehi mukefes achsadro. The Perish Chai is a very nice picture, so we'll know what we're speaking about. The achsadre is these were porches outside of the house that had a roof over the porch. And so we have here like a U shape. That is the chotzer. The chotzer shaped like a U. And jutting out from the houses, we have a achsadre, which that covered the porch. And that's, and in the middle was a chotzer. V'chein chotzer shehim u'kefes achsadr. It's also the same halacha. If the achsadr, and he was mesacher, he put schach from one achsadr to the other achsadr, the one side of the chotzer, the other side of the chotzer, and now you have the achsadr is mafsik between the doifnei habayis and the sukkah. So also the same halacha. If there'll be daladamis, there'll be posel. Case number three, and then the Gemara will see why we need all these three cases. Suke gedoylo shekifuho bedovo she'ein mesachachim boy. We have a suke gedoylo, and he went and they put on the sides of the suke, means again the schach kosher is in the middle, on the sides they covered it with schach posel. So if you have arba ames for when the schach posel ends and the schach kosher starts, psula. So lechera we have here three cases in the Mishneh, which the reason we don't say daifen akum is because that there is dalid ames from the end of the daifen to the beginning of the schach. Zot Rashi, amu kefes achsadre. Kol chotzer shebahashas, wherever it says chotzer, lifnei habatim. So this was in front of the houses. There was a common courtyard. Vahabatim psuchim loy, and the houses open up into the chotzer. Chotzer zu mukefes batim mitoicho. This chotzer surrounded by batim. Upsuchim lo soviv, and they open up into the chotzer, migimu luchaisel. Velifnei abatim, and in front of the houses, osu achsad rois, they made porches, covered porches, soviv lishloisha luchaisel. And these porches went around the three ruches of the batim, which were mesaviv the chotzer. V'achsadro psuchahi, and this porch does not have any wall in front of it. That means it's an open porch. It's just a covered open porch. V'ein lo doifin letzad ha-chotzer. It doesn't have a wall. It's not a sealed-in porch. It's not a closed-in porch. Because if it would have a wall, then you wouldn't have any problem. So these walls could function as the doifin of the sukkah. So it's a kosher sukkah. So you're starting, the doifin of the sukkah starts from the outer wall of the porch. No, it's speaking about is no wall. V'ein lo doifin letzad ha-chotzer. V'yesh oleho tikra. But it has a roof. The porch does not have walls, has beams maybe, and a roof. V'zeh sichech al gabo. Now this person went, it was mesachech the chotzer al gabo over this achsadre. Kol aviro, the whole area, shall kol chotzer shebe'emtza hekev achsadrois. The whole chalik in the middle, which is surrounded by the achsadrois, he puts chach over there. Ve'ein doifin l'sukezu. Now this sukkah doesn't have any doifin ella mechitzei sabatim. The mechitzei sabatim, these are the tfanas from the sukkah. Hamafsikis bein batim l'achsadra. That means the outer walls of the batim, which they're mafsik between the inside of the house and the achsadra, these are the walls of the sukkah. The nimtzeis, Tikra ha'chsadra, so it comes out if the walls are the walls of the house. And the tikra ha'chsadra mafsek is soviv, the tikra of the chsadra is mafsik, bein schach litfonis, between the schach and the tfonis. The schach starts after the ha'chsadra ends. Im yesh beroichev ha'chsadra daladamis. If the width of the ha'chsadra is daladamis psula, pochis mi'abamis ksheich. We say doifen akume. So I have a shtickel ha'ore from Rashi. It would seem from the Ritis Loshna of Rashi, it would seem that the schach was resting on top of the achsad rois. That's what Rashi says. V'yeshala tikra. He was mesachech over the achsadra. That means lechere the schach rested. What did the schach rest on? The schach rested on the achsadra. That's one thing. Then Rashi says later how what was the width of the achsadra. So Rashi says the width was daladamas. Fine. We had before on daf tezvava mitbeis. V'imhoyo shesi noisnam orev. So Rashi says, if you have such a case, if you have schach posel going in one direction, and you put the schach kosher going in the opposite direction, resting on the schach posel, so Rashi says, havalei kosher meruba la posel mevatlam. So we learned there that Rashi holds that the schach kosher, which is resting on the schach posel, Akaponim, since there's more schach kosher than schach posel, it's mevatel that chelik. So over here, the small amount, zikha, the schach isn't laying on the whole achsadra, but it's resting on a chelik of the achsadra. So just like we said over there, by mimho yushasi noisnim orev, so that small chelik, that the schach posel was equivalent to the schach kosher became bottle, Rashi says mevatlon. So here also this small chalik should become bottle, and then we'll have already less than daladamis. Rashi says the achsadra was daladamis, so a little less than daladamis, and then we could say doif and nakume. Res Rashi is labdavke, means it's a bit more than daladamis. Basically, shtikel ha'ore. Dugma ledove, and Rashi wants to explain, if you don't know what achsadra looks like, Kloishtere, Beloshen, Askena, Shaleza, Umis, Eimagalochim, שיש לו עוויר, that's an open space, שיש בו הסבים, והקף אכסד רסובים. לא, no, so it's a covered, it's a covered porch, it's a covered area, it's an open area that's covered on top, that's an אכסד. שכיפוה סיבבו סוביב לו סומך לטפנס, בדובר המקבל תומי, ובאמצו יסנוסן הסכח קושה. אז אם יש תחס הסכח פוסל, דלת אמס, פסולה אף הסכח קושה, הסכח קושה is also פוסל, הסכח קושה can't make a kosher סוכה, ושאין לו מחיצה, יספוחס מכאן שייך הדמרינן, דויפן הקומה. Then we say, דויפן הקומה. זוג תגמור, קול הני לומולי. The Mishnah is telling us three similar halachas, three different cases, but it's all the same thing. That you have schach that is not kosher l'sichuch, and that's mavdil between the doifen and the schach kosher. So it says if it's daladamis, it's possible. So why do you need three cases to tell me the same halach? So the Gemara tzriche, the iash mi'inon bayish and nifchas. If we'd only say the first halach, bayish and nifchas, Mishum dahani mechitzois lebayis avida. There we say doifen akume. If there's less than daladamas, we say doifen akume, because the doifen lemaise was made for the inside area. That was the purpose of the doifen. Before there was a house. Now he made the inside, part of the inside should not be house. Part of the inside should be sukkah. But since the purpose of the doifen is for the inside, so then you say doifen akume, then the halach of doifen akume is understandable. This doifen, we have to make that the doifen should reach the schach kosher. The doifen was made for the inside, but the problem doesn't reach it. So there's halach of doifen akume, we say ke'ilu, the outer schach posel, the tikre becomes also doifen, and then we say doifen akum. Avol chotzach amukefes achsadra, but in the second case, the mechitzes lav lachsadra vidi. In the second case, which are the mechitzes of the sukkah? These are the walls of the house. The walls of the house was not made, this does not serve as a wall of the sukkah. It was made expressly for the house. Now I made a sukkah in the chotzer, and now I'm using this wall, I want to use the wall of the house as a doifen sukkah. No, so like this, if you wouldn't need doifen akum, memeila. But now I have to say halach of doifen akum, I have to go and say that the doifen extends till the schach kosher. This isn't a doifen of that area to say that the doifen extends till the schach kosher. Then perhaps I wouldn't say that. So the Mishnah is telling us, eim aloi tzriche. So that's just to say the second case. Now before we go to the third case, I'm fair to shtikol ha'orim. Bish loime, if the Mishnah would say, Hirchikas asichuk, bayish and nifchas, im yesh min akoysel poches mi arba ames kshero. Vachain chotzer, poches mi arba ames kshero. If the Mishnah would have spoken in a positive manner, so I understand that tzrichas are very good. That I would think, when do you say doifen akume, if the doifen was made for the inner area? But if the doifen is serving the outside area, I would think you don't say doifen akum. It's kamash malon that you say doifen akum afilu when even though it wasn't made for the inner area. That's very good if the Mishnah would say it's kosher. The Mishnah is speaking positively, so the Mishnah is telling us not only is the first case kosher, the second case is also kosher. But the Mishnah is speaking in a negative light. The Mishnah is saying the first case is possible, the second case is possible, the third case is possible. Good, there's a deal. If it won't be like this, it'll be kosher. But if the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is in the oifen ha-hechsha, in psul, that's poshet are all possible. I mean, you have to tell me all these three cases are possible. The chiddush is that they could be kosher. So why did the Mishnah speak as I? The Mishnah should have spoken in a positive manner. Stickle holder. Now let us see the why do you need the third case? The iash mi'inon hanitarti. If it would tell me davke the first case and the second case, bishum de sichachon schach kosher, because in the first two cases the schach is it's Tikra. Now Tikra is made out of Nesorim. Good, it's possible Minatoire Al Tasabolay Mina Osi was made Lashem Bayis, but they mean is Chach Kosha. Avosuke Gidoilo Shikifu Bedova Shame Sachim Boy. But a Suki Gidoilo, the third case, that he surrounded the outside of the sukkah with Amin Shame Mesachim Boy. The Sikhachos Chach Posuhum. So Aima Loy, I would think that you don't say Doifenakume. Shriches is coming to tell us that you say Doifenakume Afilu in such a case. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kol Hani Lomali Lashmin and Doifenakume Bitlas Bovi Bimasnisen. I mean, Rashi also says that the Mishnah is telling us a positive oifen, even though that's not the lashon. Listen, Chodim Lashmin Elikul. Let him tell us one case we say Doifenakume, and I'll figure out all three cases. So the Gemara says no. The first case, I would think, you know why you say doif in the commission? Hani mechitzis labayis avidon. Liyois doif in labayis. The mechitzis were made that they should serve as a doif for this bayis. Verei habayis nasa sukkah. Now this inside area became a sukkah, but the walls were made for the inner area. Hilkach shadinin mechitzis. So since these mechitzis were originally made to be a doif for the inner area, is therefore shadin and mechitzis basar sukkah yidaikum. So then we'll go and schlep the mechitzis towards the sukkah yidaikum because these are really mechitzis for this inner area. Avol chotzer hamukefes achsadrim. But the second case, the second case, the mechitzis lav lachsadrim nasu el labayis. Hilkech lekele meimrim. Hilkach lekele meimer tikres achsadre akimis tvonis alalu. So since the walls of the house were not intended to serve as a doifen for the sukkah, they were built to serve as a doifen of the house. Hilkach lekele meimer, so I would think hilkach lekele meimer tikres achsadre akimis tvonis alalu. That we consider that the wall is bending over. This wall is not at all a wall of the sukkah. It's a wall of the house. I don't say that the walls are going towards the sukkah. It's kamash malon, even though it wasn't built expressly for this purpose, we could also use it as the wall of the sukkah. That is the first two cases. Now the Mos says the first two cases of a milus chach kosho. Kloimer mi means chach kosher hu. Upsuloi mishum tase veloi mina osu. It's possible because it's made l'shem bayis. Avol dovo shem misachichim boi shuhu min posu. Eim aloi lichshere ayde ikum. There, I think already ikum would not help. Now, this gemara we have to understand. That means, according to Rashi, Rashi says, doifan akume means, that we say that the schach, which is mavdol between the doifen, the schach kosher becomes doifen. So the Gemara says, I would think, when do you say doifen akume? If it's schach kosher, it's a mean kosher. If it's schach posel, you don't say doifen akume. Why not? If there's no hilchus doifen, but a doifen has to be made out of. Especially the way Rashi says that the whole din of doifen akume is we consider keilu the doifen bends over. So what is the chilek if this is chach posel, if it's iron or if it's wood? What's the chilek? We're saying the wall is iron. So memela. So if this is iron, it's no good. It has to be davke wood. It has to be schach kosher. What svara is there to say that I only say doifen akume when it's chach kosher? So Memesin, this is nice and a kasher, and the Ritva is this kasher. So the Ritva says as follows, that I would think, Bachsim, this is Pshat the Ritva, I would think like this, that when you have a doifin, you have a doifin. And then you have a dover ha-mapsik, you have schach posel that is mapsik, and then you have the schach kosher starts in the middle of the sukkah. Yeah. Schach kosher starts. So memele, so before doifin akume, so if the schach posel is made out of wood, like tikre, or it's a min kosher, so we say min b'minay ein echaitzitz. So that means that There's a problem yet. There's a problem. We need that the doifen has to touch the schach. That's a problem. But al kaponim, this in between is not a chetzitze, because min b'minay ainay chetzitz. So since there is no behed yedike chetzitze between the doifen and the schach, so then we'll say doifen akuma. That means the doifen is not, like we are mentioning Sforis, the doifen was made for the schach. The second case, the doifen wasn't made from the schach, but al kaponim, there's no chatzitza between the doifen and the schach. So if there's no chatzitza, then we can say really doifen akume. But doifen akume is only said when the doifen is not completely moved from the schach. There's no dover hachoitzitz beinoi. So that means there is some kesher between the doifen and the schach. No, the problem is, how does he touch the schach? So then we'll say doifen akume. If you're not, that means that it seems from the ritva, min b'mini eini choytzitz, it means it's not muvdal. It's not touching either, it seems. But it's not muvdal. So if it's not muvdal from the schach, then we say doifen akume, and we'll say ki'il. So since it's not muvdal, then there was nemro the aloch of doifen akume, and we say, you know what, that the doifen bends over and it touches the schach. But in the third case, it's takim muvdal. This is mean b'she'ini mean, it's mamish chaytzen achzitzen gemurim. So I would think that makes that you can't be ma'akev the doifen, because this doifen is muvdal in ganzen from the schach because of this chatzitza of schach posel. It's kamash melon. Afal pikein, you also say doifen akum. These are the three cases. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, ashkechesinu l'rabonon de veirav. He found the Talmidim of Rav, the Yosvi v'Komri, and they said two statements. Statement number one, they said, Avir Poisel b'shloisha. If you have a hefsik of Avir of three tvochim, that passes the sukkah. That's Bemison, the Mishnah. Hilchik asasichuk minatfane shloisha tvochim psula. That's a double muska. Then they said, a second aloche, schach posel, poisel ba'arbo. If you have schach posel, it means you have, we'll see in Tosfos Kol, but you have a strip of schach posel that is mavdol de suke, so that posel's ba'arbo. Va'amina lohu ano, so I went over to them and I told them as follows, avir de poisel b'shloishe menolachu. How do you know that avir posel's the three tvochim? This nan, because it says in the Mishnah, Hirchik asasichok minatfanes shloisha tvochim psula. So we see that a hefsik avir of three tvochim is mavdil the schach from the doifen, and you lose the doifen. So memela, so that's true. So wherever you'll have a complete strip of avir that is three tvochim wide, that is mavdil bein aschach la doifen. So that's good. But if the Makir is the Mishneh, so Schach Posel Nami Le Livsel Ella Baal Baamis. The Kert, our Mishneh says, if you have a strip of Schach Posel, that's Dalet Amis, that passels the Sukkah. So the Shir is not Dalet for him. The Shir is Dalet Amis. This Nam. We learned in the Mishneh, Bayesh and Nivchas Vesichach Al Gaba, Vimyesh Bein Asichach Le Koisel Dalet Amis, Psula. So we see that Rabbi understood Pshat in the Mishnah, not the way Rashi had said that the Daladamis is, till now you could say Doifen Akume, and in Daladamis you can't say Doifen Akume. Rashi seems to be said, the Rabbi understood that Fakir, Schach Posel passels by Daladamis. You have less than Daladamis, it doesn't passel the Sukkah. You don't hold of Doifen Akume, you don't need Doifen Akume. Less than Daladamis doesn't passel the Sukkah, Daladamis passels the Sukkah. So he asked them, so where did you get the shear of Dalet Tvachim? The Mishnah says it passes by Dalet Amas. The Omruli, so they went to Talmidei, the Rav told Rabbi, Barmi no, you can't bring any Rai from our Mishnah, that he, the Rav, was Shmuel Omri Tavayu, Bishim Doifen Akumen Ogubo. The Mishnah that says if there's Dalet Amas, it is possible, not because Dalet Amis passels. Dalet Tvachim will passel. But that what the Mishnah says will be kosher till Dalet Amis, because till Dalet Amis, whatever problems you have can be solved with Taif and Akume. משום דויפן הקומה נוגע בו. אין ממילא, במין אלוהו אנו, so I told them, oh, no, let us first see Rashi, then we'll go further. Let us see, זוג פרשי, דיוסוי וקומרי משמי דרד. אביר פויסל כל הסוכה בשלושה. אסכח פוסל פויסל אס כל הסוכה בדלת. And Rabbi is the kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that what? That as long as it's less than Dal Damas, it's kosher. So they told him, Bar minot dahi kloima haraya eina ikya. There's no, your raya is no raya. Why not? The Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu, Mishum Doifen Akuma Nogubo. They said that the reason it is good, if it's less than Dalad Ami, is because you say Doifen Akuma. Mishum Doifen Akuma Nogubo. That's what they said. Lahasha, Damrin and Doifenu, Veloyschach. Because we say it's Doifen Veloyschach. The Ein Kan Psu, and there's no Psu. That's why it's good. V'chi omrinen barbo, when do we say that arbo tvochim pasels kegoin, be'emtza, let's say in the middle of the sukkah, rochoik min ha-koysel daladamis, if you have far away from the koysel daladamis, deine yochel levatlon ayidei akimis doifin, you can't say doifin akume because this dalad tvochim is after dalad amas already. V'nimtza, so then this will pass all the sukkah. Choytzitz besukkah ben kosher le kosher. So then it's choytzitz in the sukkah. So that means, so each side will only have two walls. Because you're going to lose the each side loses the opposite wall. So that's what they told them. Our Mishnah that says Daladamas, not the way you learn Pshat, that Daladamas passels. Daladvochim passels. But Kozman, you say Daifan Akume, so you won't have a problem with these Daladvochim. I'll say Daifan Akume, and the bull will start after the Daladvochim. The wool will end by the end of the Dalet Vachem, then the Schach will start. That's what they answered him. But it's not the Psula's Dalet Amis. So he said further, Vamina Lohu Ano. So I told them, let me ask you a kasha. You're telling me that Schach Posel Passels be Dalet Vachem. Avir Passels be Gimel Vachem. Now let me ask you a shayla. Ma ilu ike schach posel poches me abo. What if you have schach posel less than dalet foch? Va avir poches mishloish. And you have next to it avir poches mishloish. So that means you don't have a sheer schach posel. You don't have a sheer avir. What's the din? Mai. So he told him, kshera. Oh, it's a kosher asuke. What's wrong with it? You don't have a sheer of schach posel. You don't have a sheer of avir. So it's kosher. Then he asked them further. Let me ask you. So it's kosher, you're telling me. So you have, let's say, 3 and 2. 3 tvochim schach posel. 2 tvochim ava. It is kosher. Fine. Let me ask you, malya bishpudim. Now, this chelika avir, he filled up with shpudim. Mai. So what's it in? Psula. Now it's posel. It's posel. Why? Because now you have 5 tvochim of schach posel. Now it's psula. So v'lo yehei avir. So he says, I don't understand. Aver is more chomel than schach posel. Aver passels b'shloisha, and schach posel passels b'arba. So you told me, but two tvochim of aver with 3 tvochim of schach posel doesn't passel. So aver, which is more chomel, will not passel together with the schach posel. When I'll fill up these 2 tvochim with shpudim, now this is schach posel, which is killed in aver, now it will be posel. So I don't understand. Lo yei avir ha-poisel b'shloisha, avir, which is more chomel than schach posel. Avir pasels b'shloisha. Ki schach posel ha-poisel barbo, so it shouldn't be worse than schach posel that pasels barbo. That means that if schach posel, if we'll put schach posel in these 2 tvochim, you'll tell me the sukkah will be posel. So he put the Yidden in this Ava, they'll be kosher. That's what Rabbi asked Talmidei the Rav. For Omruli, so they told me, Yehochi, if you're asking such a kasha, what are you asking on us? L'didoch nami, let's ask the same kasha according to you. The Amrit, you said, Schach posel, posel, barba ames. You said, Schach posel, pasels, dalad ames. Now, Ma'ilo, let me ask you the same shayla. What will be, Ike schach posel, poches mi dalad ames? You have schach posel, a little less than dalad ames. Va'avir, poches mi shloisha. My, what is the din? Pshayra. So he said, it's kosher. You have less than dalad ames of schach posel. You have less than 3 tvachim of avir, so it's kosher. Now let's go further. Malye mishpudim. What'll be the din now if this, 2 tvachim of Aver will fill up with shpudim? My psulo. So that'll be possible because now he's dalad ames of schach posel. So he also has the same kasha. Lo ye aver apaisel bishloisha, kesach posel apaisel ba'arba ames. So he also has the same kasha. How does this make sense? Aver is much more chomor than schach posel. Schach posel passels b'dalad ames. Aver passels b'shloisha tvoch. Af al pike, you say if there's aver and schach posel, it won't passel. Even though aver is more chomor. Now you'll fill up this aver with schach posel, which is more kill, it will passel. So the same kasha you asked us will ask you. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, Ramina lohu ano, so I told them like this. If you have schach posel less than 4 tvachim, but ava bitzidoy and you have ava next to it, pochas mishloisha. My emrisa bezeh. Bey, what do you say? What is the din? So he said, ksheira, the leke shir schach posel. There's no shir, there's less than dalet tvachim schach posel. There's less than 3 tvachim of ava, so it's kosher. Next question. Mal ye lahu shiure bishpudim. What'll be the din if these less than 3 tvachim are filled up with shpudim, which is posel asichuch, mishum mekabli tume. But now there is abot tvachim mischach posel. Now there's dalot tvachim of schach posel. My amrit bey. What do you say? What is the din then? So they said psula. Then it's posel. The ike chatzitze arbo. Now they said it's the chatzitze of abot. Before, when there was Aver, Isaac Sheira, it was kosher. Because when there was Aver, he didn't have a Sheer Psul of Schach Posel, didn't have a Sheer Psul of Aver. V'achshav, shenepach liya iskal, and now, that it became now Schach Posel, now Nifsalo, that was the kasha. Lo yei aver chomer, the aver which is chomer she poisel begimul. Lo yei poislo lesuki zuki schach posel shulkal sheinu nifsal ala barbo. So why can't the aver which is less than 3 tvachim pasel just like the schach posel which will be less than 3 tvachim which will pass? Amuli, so they told me, yehochi lididoch nami. According to you, we'll also ask the same kasha. The Amrit, you said, Shir Schach Posel Dalad Ames. You said the Shir Schach Posel is Dalad Ames, the less law, the time of the Masnisim Shim Doifin Akum. You hold the reason not of Doifin Akum. Elazer Shiur Aliv Sela Filibem Sam. Avzut Shivosu. So this is a kasha on you also. Uma'ilu va'avir poches migimul b'tzide. What will be the din if you have schach posel posel midal poches midal adamis next to avir poches migimul? So me'mele, so the same kasha you're asking on us will ask on you. Let us see Taisus. Well, we'll stop with the kasha. Avir poisel kol hasuke Bishloisha. Aver passel, that the Talmid of the Rav said, Aver passel the whole sukkah. Bein be'emtza, bein minatzad. That means if you have Aver minatzad, like the case of the Mishnah, irkes asichuk minatfanis, passel the sukkah. If you have Aver be'emtza, also passel the sukkah, because it's going to divide the sukkah, and you lose a wall. Each side loses the opposite wall. Schach posel, posel kol asuke ba'arbo be'emtza. Schach posel wo pasel be'emtza. Ki goy, shuhu rochek min ha'koysel arba amis. Let's say the schach posel is going in the width of the suke. You have a strip of schach posel that divides the suke in its rochek min ha'koysel dalad amis. Then yochel avatlay mishum akimas doifin. You can't say doifin akume to consider that the wall ends there because it's more than daladamis. The nimtza, so memeila doifin akume you can't say. The nimtza choytzei, so this strip of daladamis is choytzei, is mavdal ben kosher le kosher. So you had here, you have kosher on one side, you have kosher on the other side. And the kosher on one side was using the opposite doifin. That was the third doifin. Now that you have a strip of schach posel, so it's mavdul ben kosher le kosher, and the osuke becomes posel. So Taisus says, when does the osuke become posel? V'davke shemaschel midoifin ha'emtzoi. He starts from the middle wall, u'mahalech, al pnei kol asuke ad ha-pesach. The whole width of the suke, you have a strip of schach posel, which is dalat tvochim wide. The hashte choytzeitz, so now, this is choytzeitz, either ha-avir begimut tvochim, or ya posel bedalat tvochim, ben kosher le kosher. It divides the schach kosher on the right side and the schach kosher on the left side. And what happens after he divided them? Is Beleke Gimel Tfanis. So now there are not Gimel Tfanis. Loi loze v'loi loze. Each side doesn't only has two Tfanis because it lost the opposite doif. Abel. Tosfos says, Im maschil min hadoifin shebitzad. What will be if the schach posel or the aver starts not from the middle doifin, it goes in the roichev asuke. It will start from one of the side defanis, it will go on the oirech asuke. Avol mischo min ha-doifin shebetzad u-mahalech ad ha-doifin shekenegdoim. So then, it's like this. Im nisha min ha-kosher letzad ha-doifin emtsoi, if you'll have left over from the chelik of the suke that's next to the doifin emtsoi, you have left over. Kishir hershe suke ksheire. So memele, by splitting the suke in the length, it's not muchach that you don't have a suke. Matters how much you left over, samach ledeifen emtsoi. If samach ledeifen emtsoi, you'll have zayin tvachim. It's ksheire. The isla gimel tvanis. This area has three tvanis. Vishal tzada pesach psula. But the gimel tvachim, or the Ava will accomplish that the Tzada Pesach will be psula because the Tzada Pesach is hacked off from the Doifen Emtzoi with the Ava or with the Schach Posel. So you only have two Tfonis on the Tzad Emtzoi, on the Tzada Chitzoine. So the Tzada Pesach psula. Veheiche de ha'avir oy ha'posel ein mahalchim al pnei kol asuk. Now Tesis speaks about, so these two dinim are poshet. That means if the schach posel ha'avir is going in the width of the sukkah, the whole sukkah is posel. If it's going in the length of the sukkah, it could be if you have zayin tfachim left over, so the chelik asukkah, which is samoch to the doifin emtsoi, will be kosher. The chelik asuke, which is samach lepesach, will be possible.